This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. It appears that Rex Tillerson, current CEO of ExxonMobil and President-elect Donald Trump's pick for Secretary of State, made his way to the top of ExxonMobil by becoming a director of a U.S.-Russian oil firm based in the tax haven, the Bahamas. Leaked documents reported by The Guardian show Tillerson as instrumental in setting up deals that are currently on hold due to Western-imposed sanctions. All this isn't illegal, but it all seems at odds to Trump's America First rhetoric that he expressed throughout the campaign. Luke Harding is a senior international correspondent for The Guardian. Luke, is this a contradiction in Tillerson's resume and Donald Trump's rhetoric?
Well, I think it makes things harder, tougher for him ahead of a kind of confirmation hearing by the Senate, because clearly there's a massive conflict of interest here. This is someone who's been in the oil industry for four decades, who's worked extensively in Russia, and whose deals in Russia are now on hold because of U.S. sanctions. And now we have this leaked document, which we have just published, showing that he was the director of a U.S.-Russian company called Exxon Nefty Gas Limited, with directors in Houston, directors in Moscow, directors in the Far East of Russia. And of course, it's based in Bermuda, which is notorious for its secrecy, and a tax haven to boot, which sits oddly with the whole premise, as you say, of America First.
Is this the hint of Tillerson possibly setting up a company that would meet the criteria of the Russian oligarchs that they were probably investing along with in the Russian oil deal?
Well, it's a joint venture, but what I found very odd is that actually this company, Exxon Nefty Gas, which is basically Exxon's kind of interest in the Russian Federation, its actual area of activities is in one of the most remote places in the world. It's called Sakhalin, on the Pacific Far East coast of Russia, where Exxon, working together with kind of Russian oil companies, has built a massive platform and is already extracting oil. And yet the company, according to the document we've got, is actually officially, at least, registered 10,000 kilometers away in the sort of semi-tropical Bahamas. So first of all, there's something rather contrived about this. And secondly, it just speaks to the problem that Rex Tillerson faces, because the other major ExxonMobil project in Russia is in the Arctic, where the company is exploring jointly with Rosneft, which is a Russian state oil company run by Igor Sechin, who's Rex Tillerson's friend and Vladimir Putin's friend. Now, drilling there is on hold because of U.S. sanctions. And of course, as Secretary of State, one of the first decisions Tillerson will have to make if he's confirmed is will the U.S. continue with sanctions against Russia, or will it drop them? And of course, the Trump administration has signaled that it will probably drop them, which would obviously massively boost Exxon, boost its share price, and also help Rex Tillerson's own portfolio of stocks. And though he may divest himself of all this, I think he has to under U.S. law. Clearly, it's something of a mess.
As far as Trump is concerned, he's obviously familiar with these kinds of tax havens in Bermuda, right?
Well, I mean, that's a big question about Trump, his money, about links with Russia. There have been all sorts of rumors. There's been very little hard proof. Obviously, we haven't seen Trump's tax returns. But what we can say definitively, I've been in touch with Exxon over the last couple of days, is that from these leaked documents, we published one, but there are others. It's clear that Exxon has this massive offshore footprint. And you might say, well, a lot of, you know, Fortune companies do the same thing. Well, that may be true, but their CEOs don't go on to be America's most senior diplomat.
And does it jive with Donald Trump's America First campaign rhetoric? Offshore companies are what he's railing against specifically.
Well, it kind of looks like Bahamas first and Russia second and America at some point after that. Now, Exxon does say, well, we pay tax. I haven't checked the numbers, but they claim they meet all of their legal obligations. But it looks odd at a time of austerity, not just in the US, but across most of the world generally, that you have a very, very, very profitable corporation that's doing slightly opaque deals with Russia and that is seemingly kind of at one step away from the regular American tax system, which you and I pay into.
Luke Harding is a senior international correspondent for The Guardian. Thanks so much, Luke.
Thank you.